97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
You know, as somebody who writes stuff, write comedy and stuff, I gotta admit, a lot of conservative comedy is terrible. I mean, a lot of jokes in general, comedy in general is just awful. But conservative comedy really can dip into the bad realm. There is a gold mine in the trans issues, though. The problem is, it's such an easy place to go for comedy that really bad comedians can go there and just ruin it for everybody. And then you get a lot of just average jokes that come out of it. But it really is easy to do. It really is a gold mine. You know, people putting in their profiles, my pronouns are the, she, it, which I can't actually say the full version of on the radio. But you know what I mean? Like, it's really kind of overdone. But when you find a good one, it is really funny because the whole thing is just so absurd. Being able to just declare yourself anything. Like, take yourself out of sexuality, which for some reason is like holy territory for the left. Sex. And just think of the idea that you can just say, I am this now, and everybody has to pretend that you are and agree with you, no matter what it is. It's just a crazy idea in general. So anyway, I ran across this clip, and I have really no idea who these people are, whether they're a group or they just made this one video or something, but it's mainly this one guy. And he's doing a trans bit. And it's funny, I think, because they don't ever wink at the camera. They don't ever let you know that they think they're being funny. And that's part of it, is that a lot of comedians, they'll do that. You know, they'll like, oh, I'm, look at this crazy funny thing I'm doing. And these guys aren't doing that. Here, I'll just play it.
My name is Ernie Whitaker. My pronouns are I, me, he, him, she, her, we, they, us. Sometimes I even use Shakespearean pronouns, which are thee, thou, thy, thyself, and ye. I'm transgender, non-binary, gender conforming, gender fluid, just to name a few. As you all know, the trans movement is the fastest growing movement out there, so I figured, why not get involved in the ground level and use it to my advantage? For instance, whenever I'm late to work, which happens a lot, I'm not gonna lie, I just self-identify as translate. Not translate like the language translate, but you guys know what I'm talking about. That's someone who's late but identifies as being on time. I thought of that one myself.
I'm not gonna lie, it is challenging having somebody like Ernie in the office, but due to diversity requirements, we have to have he, him, she, her, we, they.
Don't forget about us.
Sorry.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's pretty good. There's obviously longer to it than that. I just cut it off there because I thought that was the best part. But I am going to, in the next segment, I've been watching a lot of old Saturday Night Live. I'm going to break that down in a minute just because of comedy. Just because of comedy. And then at the very end of the show, I actually rediscovered an old bit. I want to get back to doing bits. People have told me recently that they miss those on the show, doing the scripted comedy stuff. So we're going to try to get back to that. I got a bunch of stuff written. We just haven't recorded it recently, me and Roy and Trisha. So we'll try to do that soon. But I did find an old bit that I want to bring back that I don't know that I ever played. I'll do that at the very end of the show today, though. So stick around for that. We'll be right back.
More at 971talk.com.